Hello, our dear ones. We greet you with love, and we come with so much gratitude for all of you, for the light that you shine in a world that sometimes feels very dense and challenging. We are here to remind you that you are all beings of light, and that in your own individual way, you bring many gifts to the world and gifts to those around you. Do not forget who and what you are, that you are pure energy, pure consciousness, that your core light at an essential level vibrates with that of universal and unconditional love. Though this may not always be your experience, and it may not always be that filter through which all of your experiences nor your reality is felt and understood, understand that within each of you there is the ability to filter and experience all things through this lens of higher love. This is, in fact, one of your true inherent abilities. It is an ability to love, to feel love, and to receive love. Understand, our dear friends, that any experience that is felt within the absence of love is but an opportunity for you to move past this challenge, past this perceived or experienced density, in order to learn how to orbit back into the pure frequency of universal love. At an essential level, when perhaps you pare away your physical human construct, even your energetic construct within your realm, within your level of consciousness, is a construct that has been created through which you are here to filter all experiences for your soul's learning. It is all very purposeful. It is all by design for you, and in many ways by you. As such, you are far more powerful in guiding and navigating your experience than you often give yourselves credit for. You must simply remember, our dear ones, that at an essential level, you all vibrate at the frequency of love, and part of your lesson in this world, in this incarnation that you are presently experiencing, it is about learning to once again migrate back into this place of love. And how do you do this? This is, we will say, a perpetual question that many, many before you have also asked themselves. It is one that even us, your teachers, your friends, your guides, perhaps in different realms of consciousness, also ask ourselves. But the answer is, and always will be, love. You must learn to identify and shed any feelings, energies, and experiences within yourselves that do not feel that they bring and perpetuate pure love. This, we understand, is easier said than done, but it is an ability that you all inherently carry within you, and that your higher selves are quite well versed at, but your human selves in this consciousness are learning to remember. You are, in fact, becoming reacquainted with this ability to reconnect with your true essential selves and with this higher universal love. But this is a path, and we will say an experience, to be reveled in, to be savored, to be enjoyed. Though perhaps the experience is not always enjoyable, the ability to recognize that there is always a better way, that there is always an opportunity for more love in your lives and in the light and experience that you bring to those around you. This is where true joy and bliss lies, our dear ones. As part of your, we will say, evolution, you are here to reconnect with your higher selves in a place of love, to find your center, your gravity in this place of love. And from that point onwards, you are here to perpetuate love. And when you resonate with the place of love, you naturally embody this frequency, and this is what is broadcast and transmitted to those around you. It is gifted, it is given, it is, we will say, perpetuated, it is healing, it is divine, and this is what allows you to connect with others in a truer and purer way. You all have the inherent ability to love, to give love, whether it is conscious or unconscious, as long as you learn to embody love within yourselves, through self-love and through unconditional love of all beings, of all forms of consciousness. This is how you become imbued with universal love. This is how you reunite with unity consciousness. And through your frequency, you help uplift the frequencies of those around you. This happens naturally and organically. And when you apply your conscious lens to this intention, it is reinforced and it is strengthened. But at a basic and essential level, you need only this pure love within you in order to channel it, to funnel it, and to fuel it in all things around you. This gift of love is the very core of your vibration, of your frequency. It is that which helps you navigate through all journeys, through all experiences, through all incarnations, and even in between your incarnations. You are always on a path to greater love. This, our dear one, is a path that all of your souls know well. It has taken many, many incarnations for you to come to this very point, this very present moment in time. And for many of you, there may be more incarnations that you will choose to experience in order to come back to your true center, to divine love, to love consciousness. But you must remember that this is an experience that is here to bring you back to a point of love, even if in some moments you feel separate from love. It is this experience that your awareness and consciousness understands. And through that acknowledgement, it brings you closer and closer to universal love. But you must learn to love yourselves, to understand that at a core level, you are all equal and equally worthy sparks of light. You are all fractions of source consciousness. And when you unite, you create a perpetual harmony and bliss and love that is immeasurable, even beyond, we would say, our understanding. This is the mystery of universal love. It is a knowledge, it is a foundation that we all consist of, but part of the mystery is learning how to find our way back to it. And if in any way this feels perhaps difficult or challenging to you, we would invite you to learn to connect to love within yourself, self-love, even if it is simply by beginning to see yourselves as divine light, as divine sparks. Allow that to become the starting point on this very beautiful internal journey back to yourselves, to your true essence. Remember your core ability, what you bring and what you leave is love. And with that, our dear friends, we wish you bliss en route back to love.